Truly worthy is the Lamb. Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus on this Friday morning, April 25th. Wow, another week has passed by. And we thank God for all of the victories, all of the grace and mercy that we received during this week. I trust that's your sentiment. It certainly is mine. How are you this morning? I trust that you feel up. You feel like an overcomer. I know I feel like an overcomer this morning. I found a friend. Yes, I found a friend in the snooze button earlier today. Kind of just a little bit worn. And so I took an extra nap. Is that okay? Well, I did. Anyhow, praise God. Well, thank you for joining us once again for this session of prayer. I look forward to it, and I trust that you do too as well. Today, our focus is Christ is always the same. Now, that is not a trite statement. It's a statement right from the Word, from the book of Hebrews, chapter 13 and verse 8. It says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. So that spans all time, or all times, yesterday, today, and forever. Now, that's saying something when we think about it, because everything else around us is changing continuously. So faithfulness is a precious commodity and is scarce. To find it, we have only to look to the Lord for an example of it. Faithfulness is his name. The Word of God states that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Therefore, across time, we can expect him to be unchanged when everything else around us has changed. And so you and I can place our full trust in him. And that's one of the things that I would invite you to do today, because that's what I'm learning to do more and more every day, to put full trust in him. And here's what you want to recall. If he was faithful yesterday to you, in any instance, he hasn't changed. You can count on him being faithful to you again on today, and more in forever, on tomorrow, and the all the tomorrows that comes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, be anxious for nothing. That's what he would say. And we want to believe everything he is saying and has said. Just want to quicken us with a few of God's promises, particularly if you're feeling a little worn, a little burnt out. Well, God wants to quicken you and me. So let's take a look at a couple of his promises. In Psalm 27 and verse 14, here's what he promised there. He says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Lean on him. Trust him. He promises to strengthen your heart as you learn and continue to wait upon him through prayer, meditation, and worship. And that's what we're doing when we gather like this. We're waiting on him. Then in the 34th Psalm in verse 9, it says, O fear the Lord, ye saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. And fear means reverence, respect, and honor. So he will supply all our needs. And here's at least one more. Let's do two more. I'm thinking of Isaiah 40 and verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's Isaiah chapter 40 and 31. Are you an eagle? And then Psalm 46 in verse 1 says, well, let's look at Psalm 37 verse 4 and 5. Psalm 37 verse 4 and 5. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Well, what is it? He shall bring it to pass. Praise the Lord. Well, welcome to all of you, and thank you once again for joining us on Global Time with Christ Jesus, where we are interceding, collaborating, and agreeing with the Lord concerning his promises and his purposes for the nations of the entire earth. Well, I have your lines open, and if you have a praise report, now would be a good time to share it with us. We can use some encouragement on this day. We used up all that we had yesterday, and given that his mercies are new every morning, maybe you have a report that's encouraging to the rest of us. Also, we're here to stand in agreement with you, join our faith to yours concerning any prayer requests that you have for this day, that something that God may have laid on your heart, a concern, something that he wants you to bring before his throne. Well, we are here to be an assist. And so feel free at this time to share that. And while we're thinking about that, we have some items that we would like to pray for. Well, let's put it this way. It's on our prayer agenda. And we're still believing God for the solution and healing, restoration of some marriages that we know that are troubled, that are in crisis. When you think of the fact that it most always involves children, you can't forget how serious that is. And so we're believing God for Danita's marriage, for Yvette's marriage, that God will bring the healing there. Those relationships are hemorrhaging badly. And we want to rebuke the work of the adversary in the name of Jesus Christ. And while we are at it, let us go to the throne of grace. Let us humble ourselves. Come in reverence and honor, wholesome dread, before the mighty throne of our everlasting Father, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Never changing, constant, consistent, and faithful. Let us pray. Dear God, we come to you today because you are the first and you are the last. You are the beginning and you are the end. You are the everlasting Father, Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace. We come to you today with one heart, one mind. We humble ourselves before your great throne, your great presence, your majesty. We bow low. We also know that there may be instances where we broke your laws, where we came short of fulfilling your plan and purposes for us individually and corporately. And we ask today that you forgive us for missing the mark. You would apply the blood from the golden altar to our hearts, to our lives, for cleansing, for the sake of Christ Jesus, your Son, who so willingly laid down his life, poured out his blood and had it shed because of us. So today we thank you for the forgiveness that you've promised and is giving to us right now. Place all of our missed situations, all of our transgressions, far from you. Place them in your sea of forgetfulness so that we are never confronted with them again. And we know that we are cleansed. Thank you for the cleansing that comes through that same blood, because the sacrifice, the perfect sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice was made on our behalf by Christ Jesus. We thank you today. Clean us up, wash us, and make us whole. Restore us, cover us with the righteousness that only he has, so that we are able to draw near and to come close with clean hands. And Father, today we lift up the marriages, all of the marriages that we are aware of that are in crisis. And in particular, we think of Demetrius' marriage relationship. We think of Yvette's marriage relationship. And Father, only you know the pain, the depth of it, and the power of the pain. But you are even more powerful than any pain that we can experience. You deliver us from all our pain, all our hurts. And Father, we send a word of deliverance right now, a word of healing right now in the name of Jesus, a word of restoration right now to those marriage relationships, for the healing. May the members of those relationships turn and look to you even now, even as the day begins, they begin to stir, that they will look heavenward and perhaps hear your voice, hear your call, hear your announcement of liberty and freedom and healing. In the name of Jesus, let your word come forth powerfully in their hearts and minds, reminding them that only you can provide what is needed, even now, and that there's a willingness on the part of the covenant makers to keep covenant, to be humble. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for restoration, wholeness, peace, where there's chaos. Peace, we speak peace over these relationships. Peace, your peace, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you on this wonderful day for intervening. Your intervention is what brings to peace, what heals the hurts, and causes every yoke that the enemy has strategically put in place to be destroyed even now. In Jesus' name, the blood prevails. Blood prevails. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to
Hallelujah.
Glory to his name.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Your line is still open, and if you have a prayer request, share it with us for this. The sake of the one that changes not, that's Christ Jesus. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you're in a low place today, if you're experiencing the depths of the valley, and you know we have mountain experiences and we do have valley experiences as well, and the valley is where we feel very low in our spirits, in our inner man, and even sometimes in our physical bodies. Well, we want to pray against the spirits of the valley so that you and I are freed to soar. We live in a world that's filled with negative circumstances. Yes, they're all around us, and we're encountering those all the time. Even on today, as we go and take care of our business, whatever our purpose is on today, we'll experience colliding in atmospheres where there are spirits of the valley. So we want to rebuke those spirits. We want our spirits to soar for the cause of Christ. And in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you just may get an opportunity today to smile at someone as they look at you. They don't know who you are, but you smiled, and somehow that smile is electrifying and causes them to raise up out of the valley of their own experience and circumstances, which for them is painful, hurtful, devastating, and all of those. And you may not know their story and the details thereof, but a smile can light up someone's world today. Or a simple comment as, God bless you. Yes. You don't have to be ordained for those things to happen. You just are a carrier of the kingdom wherever you go. So today, God wants you, because he's given you fresh and new mercies today. There's no leftovers from yesterday. We had to not save any manna from the day before. We had to gather fresh manna every day. So what God has is new. It's fresh. So whatever you're feeling that may be left over from yesterday, if it's rotting, that's because we're not supposed to keep it. We're supposed to just let go of it and gather the fresh, gather the new. So speak to your spirit and speak to the spirits of the valley on this day, because this is a brand new day. never before has this day been in existence. We're not talking about a Friday. We're talking about this one. This one. Think about that. Okay, let's stand together. In our spirits, let's join hands right now and stand together, shoulder to shoulder, against the spirits of the valley. We want to be where Jesus is, on the top of the mountain, beholding his glory. I bind and cast out all spirits that would tempt to keep me in a low place. In the name of Jesus, we bind them all. We break the chariots of the enemies of the valley in the name of Jesus, according to Judges chapter 1 and verse 9. We rebuke and cast out the ravens of the valley in the name of Jesus, Proverbs 30 and 17. Father, you are the God of the valleys. Cast out every valley spirit in the name of Jesus, according to 1 Kings chapter 20 and verse 28. Let me be exalted and the spirits of the valley be smitten by your power. 2 Samuel 8:13. I bind and rebuke every Goliath that would challenge me in the valley on this day, according to 1 Samuel 17, verse 1 through 4. Let all the giants of the valley be destroyed, according to Joshua 15 and verse 8. Fight against the spirits of the valley and let my enemies be avenged in the valley. Joshua chapter 10, verse 12 through 14. Let every Achan in my life be destroyed in the valley, according to Joshua 7, verse 24 through 26. I loose myself from every Delilah spirit operating in the valley, according to Judges chapter 16 and verse 4. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 26. We stand, proclaim, and decree that you let all my valley places be blessed in the name of Jesus. According to Hosea chapter 2 and verse 15, open a door of hope in all my valleys. I destroy every Edomite spirit in the valley in the name of Jesus. 2 Corinthians 14:7. Let water flow into every valley place of my life, according to Joel 3:18. Let every valley place in my life be exalted, according to Luke 3 and 5. Father, today I smite Amalek and destroy him in the valley. I smite all the Midianites in the valley, according to Judges chapter 6, 33 through 34. The Father, you said, those that wait upon the Lord, those that wait upon the Lord, hallelujah, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. So your strength is being renewed today, and your weariness will depart.
Hallelujah.
As you wait upon the Lord. This is a brand new day. It's fresh. Receive it with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. And praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I have a praise report.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Short praise report. I actually haven't had money coming into the household for about 5 months. And I had to do an appeal for my unemployment. I was let go from my job back in October. I had a little money from October to December. And my heart has been towards the tithe and the offering. My heart has been towards the tithe and the offering, but I just didn't have income. And I didn't worry one day. I didn't worry one day. We always had food to eat. We still have a roof over our head, and God has been supplying. I found out that I'm going to get more than what they put on the paperwork because of the way that I was let go. Yesterday, a friend of mine came and paid a part of my rent, surprised me. And I went to buy a money order, and my old manager saw me, and she said, "Deneen, I miss you so much. I want you to come back to work. We miss you so much. We need you around here." And so I'm thinking about, I don't know if I'm going to go back. I want to, because I've been looking at some other positions. So I probably have collect and go to school part-time and get a part-time job somewhere else. But I'm thinking about it. She told me to think about it and see if I want to come back. So that's my praise report. So I'm praising and thanking God. He's wonderful. He's always there. And I've been walking in faith, trusting him the whole way, not worrying about one little thing. And there's a lot of good things going on in my life.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I think somehow Pastor is not with us. I felt that kind of drop on his silence on his end. But we thank God for you. We thank God for your faith. We thank God, you know, he's an awesome and a mighty God. And once we trust in him, he will do what he said he would do. He said he would never leave us or forsake us. And he said that he is our provider. So we thank God today, saints. Let's just praise the Lord with our sister and give him thanks and give him glory. Lift up your voices together with her. Let's praise him in the name of Jesus.
Praise Hallelujah.
Praise
thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Pastor, be back in a little bit. He lost his signal.
Well, I am back. Praise the Lord. Now, it's not... It's not unusual, as you're hitting key points in prayer, that the enemy will try to knock out your signal, whatever that is, and the signal just dropped. So I just dropped off and came back in. But praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Does someone have a word for us, an encouraging word or exhortation? I sense it's out there somewhere. Would you share that with us, please? Yes, we're open. Your line is open, and we can hear you, and you can hear us. And let us take advantage of the few moments that we have left together on this day's prayer session. I want to remind you that tonight, for those of you that are part of our Newark Gospel Tabernacle family, that tonight we are on at 7:30 sharp. And we go for an hour until 8:30, from 7:30 to 8:30. There too, you want to bring praise report and your prayer requests. We are interceding as a church family on behalf of the cause of Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we come together collectively. There are times for individual prayer, but there are times for the collective. I call it my people time. He says, it's my people. And that's one of those times when we come together like that. And that's tonight at 7:30, the Newark Gospel Tabernacle Church family. That's our prayer time. So please join us for that. We're...
Pastor?
Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I don't know if you heard, but when you were out there for a second, I believe that was Sister Deneen that was giving a praise report of God's goodness and his blessing, his favor upon her. She's trusting in him, and she was even invited to maybe even come back to her old job and all that. I think it was, if we could just lift her up in prayer. Thank God for her
Okay. Well, we praise God and we thank you, Lord, for answering Deneen's prayer and the desires of our heart. We thank you for undertaking and for overtaking, being ahead of the enemy at all times. And on our behalf, we know, Lord God, that you're the one that closes doors and opens doors. And we thank you for opening a door of favor in her life and blessing her in so many ways. So we thank you, Lord. Once again, you've shown yourself strong concerning your people, concerning the people that you love and that you've provided for, not only salvation, but meeting all of our needs. So we thank you today for what you're doing in Deneen's life, and we bless your name that now we know once again that you are truly yesterday, today, and forever. You're still the Lord that works miracles, still the Lord of compassion, Lord of healing and deliverance, the Lord of restoration. You have not changed. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for this prayer cast and for this prayer program that we are able to participate in. Yes, anyone else has a praise report or a prayer request? The time is winding out. Okay.
Hello?
Yes, you're on. We can hear you. Okay.
I won't be too long. I'm praying this will encourage somebody who has a family member who's a non-believer. My husband's coworker had a brain aneurysm, and this particular coworker, I knew about his life. I mean, he was horrible to his wife, and he did so many things. So when he took me to the hospital, I didn't know how to pray, and as he was laying there, I didn't know how to pray because I knew that he didn't believe in the Lord and he did things that were so horrible. And then the Spirit says, what will Jesus do if we just love him and speak life over him?
Ooh,
and so So I prayed and his mom was just listening. And then she looked at me and I said, Lord, heal him and let this healing be a testimony that would draw him close to you. Because I knew what he's done, especially to his wife. And a couple of days later, when we called her, she said, tell your wife to pray that prayer again. Because a few days later, he sat down. He's still not talking, but he was able to sit down. And so I just, this will encourage somebody when we have not family who don't believe in the Lord and they do things that are horrible, we tend to want to ask God to just do something to them so they can wake up. But we need to love them and speak life over them and pray for their salvation and not give up on them and not use our tongue to speak death over them so that they can feel the presence of the Lord, but rather speak life over them and love them. So I hope this encourages somebody who has been praying for a family member for a long time. And as we look with our eyes, it looks like they're getting worse. So we have to continue to speak life over them. Praise the Lord.
Oh, that's an encouraging word.
Yeah.
I'm encouraged by that. We needed that reminder.
Thank you,
Sister Seraphine.
Thank you for that word.
Hallelujah. Father, we heard you.
Hallelujah. He's a healing God. He's powerful. He's powerful.
Hallelujah.
He's all loving.
Hallelujah.
If we can remove ourselves out of the way, he will do miracles in the life of anybody. Thank you, Father.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
You are a loving God, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for that word. We thank you for the encouragement. We thank you, Lord, that you are God and you're making yourself known to us. Hallelujah. We pray for that brother, Lord, that he would be healed.
Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Not just his body, but his spirit.
Glory
be
to God.
Healed.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, that the light of Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, will come to his life, to his heart. In the name of Jesus, that he will find you, that even as he lays quietly, recovering, that your spirit will speak to his spirit.
Hallelujah.
You draw him. Draw him with the strong bands of love to yourself, that his relationship with his wife, they will come into a place, Lord, that people will be awed. They would be awed at the healing that comes to that relationship as well. And this man will bow before you, bow low, will repent and receive your salvation.
In the name of Jesus,
that the light of Christ would shine brightly in this family, lighting up every dark corner.
Oh, yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Claim this man and we claim this family. We claim their lives. For the kingdom of God, they become worshipers, true worshipers, in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing even now on this day. We send the word of healing, recovery, and deliverance to that brother's room right now. And we pray for the medical team, that you would give them the wisdom and direction on exactly what to do and how to go about caring for this gentleman and treating his illness. In the name of Jesus, cause them to be awed with the recovery, the speed of his recovery, the strength that returns to him, the use of every part of his body that returns in Jesus' name. Strength directly from the throne of grace to strengthen him in Jesus' name. Cause hope to rise in his mother's heart. Hope to rise in his wife's heart. Hope to rise in the heart of children and family members in the name of Jesus. On this, the 25th of April, In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Yes,
Sister
Seraphine,
we would ask that you keep us informed. We want to continue to pray for this brother, for his 100% recovery in the name of Jesus. And he will be not the same in his spirit. He will become a worshiper of the God that's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will turn his life over to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So the time of his quiet, which is now, as he awaits his recovery, will be a time of visitation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Glory to God. Glory to God. If there's anyone that is listening that is having a disease and a serious illness, plead the blood of Christ over yourself.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Plead the blood. The blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
The scripture says, Isaiah chapter 53, by his stripes we are healed. We are healed. We are healed. In the name of Jesus, we are healed. Hallelujah. Okay, well, you're welcome to join us tonight. Dial in the same number at, that's 714-459-3963, tonight at 7:30. This is our assembly's time of gathering for prayer. And we just thank God for all of you and for your heart and spirit. And we are truly encouraged and inspired by your presence. And so we're looking forward to this evening. Bring a prayer request. Allow God to fill your heart with hope. And we're getting ready to leave from this prayer cast, and what I would like to do is to give, you know, a benediction. I think that would be good. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 7 and verse 12. It says, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might also be unto our God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lay hold of that.
Hallelujah.
Stay on the mountain. Oh.
Amen.
We will be back on Monday morning at 6 o'clock for sure, God willing. Pray for us. Pray for me. When you bless your
Amen.
Family,
yes.
Pray for Pastor Gregory and for First Lady Elizabeth. Just say, Lord, bless them. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.